Hi, goaltenders. This is Pasco Villana, the director of Elite Goalies Canada, and I'm here to talk to you about a brand new tool and brand new feature we've placed in the lockbox called goal setting. Simply print off the goal setting sheet and go through this this little bit of an audio tape for yourself so that you know how to run through it. So number one, the five key ingredients to achieving your goal, you got to know exactly what you want. That dream, that focus, that statement has to force you to wake up in the morning and force you to not want to go to sleep at night. Number two, you need to be the person that you need to be every single day in order to get what you want. I challenge you to create a personal definition for yourself. That definition could be like this. I am the fastest goaltender, the hardest working, and the most positional goaltender in the game. And then you go onto the ice and you live that until people start coming up to you saying, man, you are the fastest goalie I've ever seen. Or, man, you work harder than anybody I've ever seen. Or, man, it's almost impossible to beat you because you're in perfect position every single time. Then you know you're living your dream, guys. Number four, if needed, be flexible and change your approach. That's very simple because you're going to be checking up on your goals every single week to make sure that you're on target. And sometimes you'll have to take some detours, just like anything else in life. It doesn't change your destination. It just changes the direction you're going in the short term. And number five, work with an Elite Goalies mentor to guide you through any of the distractions that you run yourself into. That's why we're here, and that's why this website exists. The anatomy of a goal. This is what you're going to filter every single one of your goals through, and that's you must set SMART goals. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely, and truthful. That's what SMART stands for. It's an acronym. So, if you're a midget goaltender and you say, I'm going to make the NHL next year, yes, that's specific and measurable, but it's definitely not attainable or realistic. So that wouldn't qualify. Number two, write three action statements that launch you towards your goal. So if it's a fitness goal, I will go to the gym 5 days a week at 7 o'clock to 8:15 every week. That is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely, and truthful. And the last one, number three, check your goals every week and rate your commitment to achieving them. Make adjustments if needed. Like I said, there's going to be times where you might need to change your approach, but more importantly, you want to rate your effort level of trying to achieve your goal. If you miss two or three workouts or you don't try and practice, then you got to grade yourself a 2 or a 3 out of 10 and make that immediate adjustment the following week. Okay, you need to set some goals. So number one, it might be a long-term goal. That's the first one. That's the one that's the longest term. That's the end result or the finish line, if you will. So a long-term goal example would be the Hockey Hall of Fame inductee. And gosh, if you're a Hockey Hall of Fame inductee, the likelihood of you being a starting goalie in the NHL would be extremely high. Okay, maybe you want to be a double black belt ranking with elite goalies. It's a great goal to have as well. Okay, the second stage is you need to attach a feeling to those goals. So how would you feel when you achieve your goal? How are you going to feel when you're looking at your family as you're saying your Hall of Fame inductee speech? How are you going to feel when you tell your mom and dad that you've just been drafted and you're going to be playing your first game against the Montreal Canadiens? It's going to be a pretty amazing feeling, and so many people around you are going to be very, very proud of you. It's going to be a huge feeling from everyone. The third aspect is you got to set short-term goals. So, okay, if I want to achieve that long-term goal, what are some of the short-term goals that I need to achieve? I need to make some junior hockey teams. I need to shoot for some serious numbers. Maybe my numbers is I want to shoot for a .920 save percentage. And those are goals and numbers to work towards. Then actions. What do you need to do to achieve your goals? Of course, you're going to have to go to the gym, both the physical gym and the mental gym. You're going to have to go onto the ice and train, you know, with a skills coach from Elite Goalies. And you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to work on your social skills or your self-image. You're able to talk to different people because as you move up, you're going to talk to a lot of different people and have to develop relationships with many team members. And then finally, things like your mental toughness. You're going to need to invest some time into your mental toughness area. So think about some of those things and summarize what you did with your weekly goals so that you know where you are, where you went on and where you didn't go, and where you went off your goals. So one of the things that I usually use is a very simple tool that said, what worked? Then the next would be, what didn't? And then what am I going to change? And then forget about it and move on to the next week. Okay? Don't forget about your weekly rating. Make sure that you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as your dedication towards your physical and mental fitness, your flexibility, your goaltending skills, social skills, and mentorship with your goaltending coach. Stay strong, continue coming back, work hard on your goals, and I look forward to seeing you at elitegoalies.com.